You're listening to SBS News.
Starbucks committed to the anti-bias training after a Philadelphia cafe manager's call to police resulted in the arrests of two black men who were waiting for a friend. The incident caused protests and accusations of racial profiling at the coffee chain last month, which is widely known for its liberal stance on social issues such as same-sex marriage. At 8,000 Starbucks US stores, customers were greeted with a note stating the company was closing for the afternoon to allow employees to undergo anti-bias training. Co-founder and executive director of the Perception Institute, Alexis McGill-Johnson, helped design the training course.
Just being realistic, we know that we can't transform biases in a four-hour window. At best, we can create a tremendous awareness about how our brains and bodies function with respect to race, and a commitment to do this work moving forward. And that's really the goal of any, particularly a short-term bias training, is to bring everyone into the same conversation.
According to an outline of the training released by Starbucks, staff watched a series of videos, filled out a special activity book, and talked in small groups about their experiences. The University of Melbourne's Dr. Victor Soho is an expert on diversity management and explains what's involved with unconscious bias.
We typically define it as a systematic response to a situation that misses key features of the situation, and that's why it's often not optimal in the way it addresses the situation. So, for instance, when we're talking about recruitment and selection processes, how you might actually ignore important attributes of the candidates because you are too focused on other irrelevant features of the candidate. So you might ignore their professional skills because you are concentrated on their gender or their race.
Dr. Soho says follow-up training will be essential to the success of the Starbucks program, as short-term training courses tend to be less effective.
When they are a once-off event, what typically happens is that people, after a few months, they forget about what was it exactly that they were learning. When you go back to work environments where bias decision-makings are being either reinforced, or when you don't have the right tools or the right organizational structure to stop you from engaging in more bias, what typically happens is that people go back to their old habits. And so that's the big risk here.
Analysts expect the closures will cost Starbucks at least $5 million US in lost business. Some 6,000 Starbucks cafes remained open in locations like airports. Customers in New York had a mixed response to the closures, with some saying more work will need to be done to address both customer service and bias.
I mean, I think it would be great if they can take what they learned from the training into the public, so I think it's a great idea.
Said I don't know if that's actually the best way to go about it. I don't know that. I think focusing on customer service as your primary business objective is much more important than focusing on bias.
I hope those that are taking the training take it to heart, and it would be nice if it was done just on the street, because we all need it in some degree.
The executive vice president of Starbucks says the training is only the first step of a long-term journey to make the coffee chain welcoming for all. Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.